Okay, I'm going to speak from Psalm 23. The Lord, who is he? That's it. That's the main thing. That is the best thing. The Lord, he could have said so many things, but the Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, I shall not be in want, because he's my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. I saw some sheep this year, and I was just walking by this field, and before I got too close, all the sheep were lying down. None of them were standing. There was not one sheep standing. All the girls were sitting. All the boy sheeps were sitting. They were sitting. Just, and it, they looked so content. I could almost read on their foreheads, content. I'm content. Because when a sheep is lying down, what is he? He's content. He's like lying down and saying, I am content. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing anybody. I'm content. I'm lying down. He makes me lie down. Who? My shepherd, the Lord. He makes me lie down. Sometimes I don't want to lie down. You don't want to lie down. He makes you lie down in green pastures. They're not brown. They're not dried up. They're green. They're luscious. They're good for us. It's our food for us. The Lord is. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. Whatever I actually need, whether it is food, whether it is shelter, whether it is education, the things that I really do need, it is love. If I need love, he will give it to me. If I need a relationship, he will give it to me. Whatever you need, it's not whatever I want. Yeah, I'd like a 7 Series BMW. You know, 55K, but that isn't really what we're talking about here. But the things that you and I really need, he will give. Why? Because he is a good shepherd. He is the shepherd. He makes us lie down in green pastures. That is contentment and rest. That's what you and I need. We need contentment. And that is the problem of so much of our problems. We're not content. So we do things that are wrong because we're not content. So we steal because we're not content. So we lie because we're not content. Or we want to get out of trouble. Whatever. But he makes us lie down in green pastures. That's what he does. And then he leads us beside quiet waters. That's nice. It's not like it's quiet waters. That is refreshing. He leads us beside quiet waters so that we can be refreshed. The shepherd wants to refresh us. Wants to give us refreshment and rest in green pastures beside quiet waters. That's what sheep like. That's what sheep need. They need green pastures. They need quiet waters. He restores my soul, verse 2. That's what our shepherd does. He restores my soul. This year, my life was broken. Completely. The lights went out. about 16 years ago, I went through something similar. It was so bad, I couldn't work for 3 months. I thought that was bad. It was bad. It was the darkest, the most horrible time, I think, that I've been through. 3 months of sick. Now, for me not to work, it has to be serious. I work. Thankfully, I don't get ill. God has given me, through the years, really good health. I mean, look at me. I look great. I am great. I'm thankful at this age to look as good as this. It's amazing. I've had very few sick days. 15, 16 years ago, it was awful. What I've been through this year is like much worse. But I was completely broken. But God has, Christ has restored, because that is what our shepherd does. He restores. Something that is broken has been mended. So if you are broken, if you are lost, if you are suffering to that degree, God says to you, He wants to restore you. Deeply, He restores my soul. That is deep. That is really deep healing. He mends, He fixes, He heals broken souls. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. First and foremost, He doesn't do it for you. He doesn't do it for me. He takes us to the right paths. He guides us in the right paths, first and foremost, for His name's sake. He can't lose me. What would happen if He lost me? What would happen if He lost you? What would be lost if He lost me? What would happen at this present time if I was lost, if I fell by the wayside? So for His righteousness' sake, for His kingdom's sake, for the children in Nigeria's sake, for the young people in Nigeria's sake, for the people that I'm going to come across this year's sake and next year's sake, He will direct me in those paths of righteousness. That is wonderful. And it's secondly for my own good. Yes, He does do it for my own good. Secondly, He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. If you are broken, He wants to restore your soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? There will be times when you and I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But we do not have to fear anything. We do not have to fear any evil because He is with us. It's not just a text. It isn't just a Bible verse. He is with us. He is with you. And it goes on to say, your rod and staff, they comfort me. And that's what shepherds have. They've got this staff with them. And it's this stick with a hook on the end. And they've got a rod in the other hand. And the sheep feel really safe with this kind of shepherd around, because the sheep know that the shepherd is near and he's armed. He couldn't be armed any better with this staff. Because if a sheep fell off or about to fall off a ditch or a cliff or something, the shepherd would reach out with this staff with a hook on and hook him in or hook her in and bring her up. And then he had this club, this staff in his hand to protect the sheep. And the sheep know he's there, feel he's there. They know his presence. They hear his voice. They hear the shepherd's voice. He knows them, each one. He can call them, each one. And they know his voice, and he's armed with this staff. I've been several times to Kenya, and I noticed something about the Kenyans that the Nigerians do not have and do not hold in their hands. And many Kenyan men I've seen hold this, what I would describe it as, a short, fat staff weapon. It's like a hammer. And they just walk about with it. It's about this big. And at the end of it, it's like it's got a hammer head. It's like a hammer. They just carry it about to protect themselves. They're armed. And this is what the shepherds had. They had a staff and a rod. So if any animal comes, or if any person comes to harm the sheep, the shepherd would do his work. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And in my life, over many years, at times, strategic times, the Good Shepherd has come to me and has used his armor, his staff, and his rod, and took away what was about to hurt me, or what was hurting me, just took it away. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. What is that? What is that? I just read that and it just flew over your head. This is so familiar. You know what? When something is so familiar and you heard all this before, it can just go over your head. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. We Greeks, we have a saying. Ela to spidi mou ke thas ougano enan trapezi. Translated, come to my house and I'll make you a table. That's literal translation. Ela to spidi mou. Can you say that? Ela to spidi mou. Let's do that one more time. Ela. That's come. Ela. To spidi mou. That's my house. Ela to spidi mou. Ke thas ougano. And I shall make you a table. Ela to spidi mou, ke thas ougano, trapezi. Come to my house and I'll make you a table. In other words, so if my sister, little Greek girl, said to me, Ela to spidi mou, ke thas ougano, trapezi, come to my house, I'll make you a table. What are you talking about, a table? Going to make me a table? What, you're going to make me a wooden table? No. Come to my house and I will cook the most amazing Greek food. Meze. Gleftigon. Whatever. I mean, it's like we'll be there for hours. Just enjoying. And this is what God is saying. This is the table he's talking about. This is the table. You prepare a table before me in the presence, a banquet before me. in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. It overflows. It's not half full. It's not half empty. My cup runs over. It's overflowing. You anoint my head with oil. You anoint me with your spirit. You anoint me with that healing. The shepherds used to carry a little bottle of oil, a little container of oil. And if a sheep got damaged, if a sheep was bleeding, he'd pour in that oil that had ointment in and that would heal it. And David is saying here, he anoints my head with oil and my cup runs over. And we need that Holy Spirit, that refreshment. And he wants to do that. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. He's not saying you will not have problems. He's not saying that everything will be easy. But what he is saying, surely, no matter what you and I go through, and we will go through some easy stuff, some good stuff and some bad stuff, but what will follow us is this: surely goodness. And even badness can be turned into goodness. And even bad can be good in the hands of God. And this bad stuff that I have been through, gone through this year, God is turning and will turn that out for his purposes and for his good. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in God's house, wherever that might be. If it is like tonight, here, that's God's house. If it is I'm with a mate having a curry, that is God's house. Wherever we meet together, that is God's place. And especially when we meet together like this, whether it's on a Sunday or a Wednesday, whatever, that is where God is. This is where God comes, and I will dwell in the house of God forever. Let me just read it through to conclude. The Lord is my shepherd. That's the main thing. That's the big thing. That is the deal. Who is he? He's my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. I'm content. I'm like a sheep off its legs on the ground. I'm resting. I'm not frightened. I'm content. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. If you're broken, he wants to restore you. If you don't know this shepherd, this good shepherd, you can know him. If you know him, you can know him like this. We can know him like this. And if you don't know him, and if you're broken, this shepherd wants to heal you. This is not a prophecy, but there are broken people here tonight. He can heal you. He guides me in the path of righteousness. You can find the right path. Know the right path. For his name's sake, for his kingdom's sake. Even though I walk through the valley, if you're walking through the valley that looks like death, seems deathly to you, you do not have to fear. Fear not. Why? He's with you. You can know him being with you. Tonight, if you're fearful, you can know him being with you so that you are not fearful. His love can come. He can come and remove that fear and assure you he is with you in reality. So it's not just a Bible verse. He is with you. He has a rod. And he's got a blooming staff. And it's like a hammer. And they can comfort you. And if things have come against you, if life has come against you, or if people have come against you, or if Satan's coming against you, you can ask him to come to your aid and rise up with his staff and ward off the enemy, the things that are upsetting or attacking you. They can comfort you. He can prepare a table for you, even in the presence of your enemies. Anoint my head with oil, Lord. Some of you need to be refreshed. That's what he wants to do, even tonight. So that your cup is what? It's running over. So it's running down the side. He can anoint you and refresh you so that your cup runs over. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me and follow you all the days of our life. If you don't know him, you're here tonight and you're thinking, I don't know him. I don't know this good shepherd. I'd like to know him. You can just make one step toward him tonight. And he will run to you, embrace you. And you can know him as your good shepherd, your Lord and your Savior. That's what Christ said. He said, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd who's willing to die for his sheep. So you can know him if you don't. And if you know him, you and I can go deeper. And if you need restoring, he can heal you. And if you need refreshment, he can refresh you. And if you need him to come to you and ward off that enemy, that evil, he can do that. And if you need him to set up a table for you, Ela to spidimu, ke thasugano en andrabezin, come to my house and I will make you an amazing table, God says. Who is he? He's our shepherd. So if you don't know him, just say, Lord, I don't know. I'd like to know you. I would like to know you tonight. Can I know you tonight? And you can just open the door. Can I use that? Can I use that image? You can just open the door. Just open the door of your life, the door of your heart. Just get hold of the handle and just open the door and say, come in. And if he's in, say, Lord, just come and just come into every place. Come and teach me to live this life as described in this psalm. Just teach me and lead me in the paths of righteousness. Restore my brokenness. Fill me to overflowing. Prepare a table for me. Rise up with your staff and do your work. So I've said it 3 times now. So I'm going to stop now. Should we bow our heads for a minute? Lord, just going to give you a moment of quiet. If you don't know him, or you're not sure, just picture yourself now coming to Christ and just say in your heart to him, Lord, open the door. Lord, step in. Take over. Just tell him that. Tell him that you're sorry. And tell him that he's welcome. Just tell him that. In the quiet. From your heart. Tell him he's welcome. Tell him you're sorry. Open the door to him and ask him to step in to your life, your house, your home, your heart, mind. Just tell him now in the quiet. And I know he's in that house, he's in our life for many of us here. And maybe we need him to come into some areas or rooms to take over, to be that shepherd. And just tell him to come, to step into that area, to take over, to heal, to restore if you're broken. Just tell him you're broken. Tell him that you need him. Tell him to come and heal you. Just invite him now. If you need him to bring you refreshment, that Holy Spirit, just receive now. Receive his touch, his spirit, his life. Lord, bless you. Lord, rise up in your life with his armor, with his staff, and his rod to save you, to ward off the enemy. The Lord pour in his oil of healing. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to hand over now and they can do what they feel is appropriate. Thank you.
I wonder if the worship team could...